on NZ. Check it out.
Landi po kausimi na ba City Lebongo Wellington na Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM o wakam bulat yung weekend na turanga marama dorobo na manilawa na isa na tinigabani nung tuman nuwa kina samay po kay tukutuko na po nuwa Lebongo Wellington imbula minaka sa wakam bulat yung gani na yada tali na yada nimbula na yada ninganga ni wani turanga at sisu Kristo kaunita ka na po sini kalaw na narawada ni kuwa na biba ungeti na bitumberi yung weekend na siya ninday na kinimbula ni tabutu na kinimbula ni tao na tukumule vale sa nabaro tu may umunulit halaka sa nabaro tu may nalaman ni motuka kung mga warungo kina matagal ni siya ninday sa anong itabi mo weekend na magito weekend na and matagal ni siya nigua and Wellington Access Radio and 271.2 FM and siya minahan ni kuwa o nitaka nina kautikendaro na kalugin ng dutan na lebolo di bingarami and siya ninday na kutubaga may nisulandi wahan dito si manande si may dagadaka si may wuli si wasama ilo ni wano tunde ito and wano ang New Zealand kapag itugitugan na wano alimungo o Wellington o sa mga mula ito ni weekend and siya minahan ni kuwa sana raba-raba kung ako may kina na siya minahan ni kuwa na may laumbeka sa kaundrobin buwa sa mazwata. May ba patikira o kadabu na may biti. Tailevu, rewa, serwa o namusi. Saan na mula labi na nga patikira mo sa saan na labi wala may kina o saan na mula tugani e na siya minani ko na yaga tali ni waniturahan po si Jesus Kristo.
Amen. In the verse of the waniturahan na siya minani ko praise the Lord the church and the mighty name. Amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's still Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet talaga na leonis ng sugalato, kaya mani wakarong ito magmana ng mani worship centers, so we can mani lotis kung matapo vale, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. Minak wale talaga sa Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in and for sure, but let it be so big and the cocaine is barely vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, but let the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic in, even a catechin, and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang abi makambula weekend. So weekend sa niloniloti, niloniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the second niloniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kero nduri nikota to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, we are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people are just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. You're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana biwa linimbula to bimate sakame ko ko buni wai sa sangini rawa so we can just look linimbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer requests every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the service that you might television, my Kandabu, Atul my Viti, Atulau, become do my Lavizak and do Malombula, now we live in a cemetery, my Kamdo Minamukelau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Voto, my Onilau, Fulang, Batakiong, Nimbulavinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuda, Nimbulavinaka, and as Matakanisan and I, Mina, Esamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulavinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala, Nimbulavinaka, Senuela, my Bonobatu, Watalakina, my Kandabu, my Zaki Ono, Kotsubusargira, Nimbulavinaka, and your Soma Malabu, Nimbulavinaka, Kimundo, my Soso, my Viti, Kamatalakina, Kimundo, my Lombi, my Waya, the Roma Tuna Tunyalo Nikua, the Bagavinaka Tuana Turana, and the Singavinaga Nikua. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. The Roma Nikua Tunyalo, we ingaswe, Nanakai Tusanagatiko, Hemeni, Nakao Tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. The Kago Bagatusa and Dona Singa Tonga in my vehicle. We walk by faith, not by sight. Well, Mulatal, the weekend on Turanga Maramador, on Elava Visa, we stay sent to the Visa, we lord it to the Visa, Nimbulavinagan in the Shamatumai, Sanguila, we become Nina, Lava Matevalu, Delena Mua, my Delena Maka, my way up, my Lotoka, Vature Kukamai, Lambasa, Nimbulavinaka, we Kembake in Matevalu. Nimbulavinaka, we came down and Vendel Ninukumai Sena, Nimbulavinaka, my Syria, and Avindalana, Nimbulavinaka, and a Singavinanikua, Nero Itavi, make a robot, Mulatu Vikenda, and a Singavinanikua, Santa Mulavi, Vikenda Nalevi, Vitini, Lavangi, Tavalaka, Vangande, Bagabuli, Sekemunisa, Leoni Tunde, Lenibulo Tunde, Uloni Tukina, from Savamula to Anna Foswa, Totoka Tulandraki, Tobosu, Vagalindi Marabu, Lorai Tunasa Solami, Wanganaka Tanga, and Basical Mai. Kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tinga ndua ruso ungoa ruso mbuka diwa kena tolso bulu ndula kumai vya kuhike mdu mbando sa oda ni zolata oda ni zolata oda ni zolata eso sa oda oda ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa abiu kai katu kuchisu ndula kumai vya come unto me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kawa ndula kumai vya kuhike mdu mbando sa oda ni zolata ni zolata bibi au na paka we can do. Hallelujah. Doctor, we can do. Doctor, we can do. We can do. Emeni. Ni sarara ona nungu ibu angai mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano be isureti uo stivi ndondua. Ke tutu na be isureti. Ngo indo na be isureti ne. Uo stivi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muri sambula bo seri kalau ka kau kau kan ngata sara ka muzunga nei selo ombo tirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia pemba ezuru mangai baka takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baka takila mai ka kusira nikla
emeni
mena hel talaga na ona mena na nduri mata ikwa kenda ra rebe bi kwa ka sera talaga ni ndula ka kenda ro buni takarawa. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusi titiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena daulanga tuwelewu na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko enenai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we're just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Amen. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikada Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuranga Baktawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina in the lounge, open space, but it's gonna Neto store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Sigatambu. And I am in a Neto Sulanatinago, and Mavaro to get it on a Vimada, get on Dandavo, get it to get on the year to Nalanser. Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. Langono susurakichumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. You're going to turn over the cloud. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit, yes. Make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels. Where was the world offers? I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulivikina bulivemekina nandio nikatini. Abulivemekina nalolo.